When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The head coach of Boston College football, Bill O'Brien, brought to you by Time Out Market, showcasing the best of Boston all under one roof. Morning, coach.
Morning, guys. How we doing, Greg?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Courtney wanted first question this morning.
Yeah, because Bill, hi, good morning. Very, very hard to watch the end of that SMU game. You guys were in it the entire time, and then you left kind of banged up. Moving forward, going into UNC, how hard is it for you to balance the guys that are day-to-day with two games left on the schedule to then also get some maybe young blood in there to see what you have moving forward?
Yeah, we on the SMU game, I mean, you know, again, it comes down to playing a full 60 minutes. I mean, the end of the first half, the end of the game, not being able to really execute in a two-minute situation on offense. So we've got to do a better job of that. But anyways, moving forward, yeah, I mean, you know, everybody's going through the same thing, right? It's that time of the year in college football where everybody's banged up. We feel like at certain positions we have good depth, right? So we had Joe Marinaro step in at inside linebacker last week and had 8 tackles, you know. He's a special teams captain, and we're down, you know, at inside linebacker. There's an example of a guy that stepped in. We've got corners that may not be able to play on Saturday, but we've got some young corners that we think can step in and play, you know, like Ashton McShane and Ryan Turner. So, you know, look, at the end of the day, we have to do what we have to do to get guys ready. You know, we took a little bit of some of the reps off of them in practice this week, but I think these guys are ready to go, and we've got to have a good one today and go from there.
But Courtney mentioned a couple games left. You got off to such a hot start and have struggled a little bit of late. How are you feeling when it comes to the decision to come to BC and the future for this football team?
I feel good. No, I feel good. I'm happy with my decision to come to Boston College. I love the place. And, you know, look, at the end of the day, we've had some games, like I said, that, you know, we haven't been able to, you know, finish, right? We've had a lot of close games where, you know, the other team has done a better job in situational football than we have. So, you know, it's going to be, when we get there, a big off season. If we win 6 here, if we get to our 6th win, we can go to a bowl game, which would help us a lot because we can get those extra practices for a lot of young guys. I really like the way recruiting's going. So I'm very positive about where we're at. You know, I really see a bright future for BC.
Bill, when you look at all your losses, you know, I guess you're right where there is a little bit of feeling good, because every game you lost, you basically had an opportunity to win the game. You talked about not finishing. I remember watching the Virginia Tech. You had 4th-and-1 and you weren't able to convert. Then you had a botched snap. What do you think you have to do, you know, especially these last 2 games, but really off season next year moving forward, about being able to finish and win those games that you have in your hands?
Yeah, I think like what we have to continue to do, and obviously do a better job of it, is really, you know, educate these guys on what really is important in a football game, right? And so, you know, whether it's ball security or, you know, understanding what situation you're in, you know, whether you're behind or you're ahead, and how important it is to execute that play. You know, every play has a, you know, life of its own, and so I think it's going to be really important for us to continue to teach these guys, because we are very close. And I know close doesn't count. I get it. I know where we are. I know what our record says we are, and that's what we are. We're 5-5. But I do think we're very close here. I think the other thing that we need to do is we need to continue to recruit. You know, I think recruiting is going to be a big part of this thing, and that includes high school recruiting and then supplementing in the portal, and that's what we're working hard to do as we get this team ready to play North Carolina. But I do believe that we're close.
As a guy who coached in the NFL for a long time, does the struggle of Aaron Rodgers this year surprise you?
You know, not really. I think that, you know, there's you can't really beat Father Time, Greg. You know what I mean? Like, so as you get into,
he knows
get
that.
Into your early...
Wait, is that a shot at me?
Yeah.
Not
a shot at you.
I'm only 58.
I would never take a shot at you. No, I think that, you know, look, when you get into your late 30s and early 40s in the NFL, really there haven't been too many guys that have been able to play at a high level. Obviously, we saw one of them in Tom Brady that was able to, you know, play at a very, very high level. That's very rare, and I think it's really hard to be able to do that, you know, and he's been through injuries, you know, the Achilles injury, that's a tough injury to come back from. And you know, I don't know exactly what's going on there with the scheme and who's surrounding him and all those different things, but, you know, I think it's really difficult to play when you're 40. I really do.
Speaking of quarterbacks, how do you think Grayson looked against SMU, and what do you think, like, he's going to be like for the future?
Yeah, I think I'm proud of Grayson. He stepped in there in a tough situation, and I thought he played well. Look, at the end of the day, he's got to obviously play better in certain situations, but, you know, this is a guy that works very hard. He's a great guy. This guy's going to be a really successful guy in life, right? He's a straight-A student. He really prepares hard. The team respects him. The team, you know, really has a lot of faith in this guy because of the type of guy that he is. He's very positive. He brings a great approach every day to practice. So he's gotten better this week, had a really good practice yesterday. And so looking forward to watching him play on Saturday.
Bill, there's been a lot of discussion, Dan Lanning, Deion Sanders, Nick Saban obviously left with the NIL and the new formula from the sort of how college football is being done in recruiting and with the NIL. What would you say the biggest differences are coming back to college now after leaving Penn State, I guess maybe a decade ago?
I mean, you know, the biggest differences right now are, you know, back when I was at Penn State, you couldn't just leave, right? Well, you know, technically at Penn State at that time, you could because we were on double secret probation, so the kids could leave. But overall, you couldn't just pack up and leave your program, right? That was one thing. Now you can leave whenever you really want. You know, the portal opens on a certain day, but, you know, you can leave whenever you want. The other difference is, you know, is name, image, and likeness. These guys are they're going to be compensated. You know, it's not pay for play. I mean, come on now, right? But anyways, it's not pay for play, but you know, these guys are compensated. And so there's big differences. But you know, at the end of the day, like, I think it's really, you got to let it play out. You got to let it play out, because I do think that and I'm 55, so I'm towards the end of my career. But like, as you look at college football, I do think that it's going to become more of a training ground for the NFL as it relates to coaching and the general manager position and things like that, because, you know, college football is very much, you know, trickling down towards or up towards pro football relative to salary cap and, you know, how to compensate your team, what the value of each position is, what you really want to emphasize in your program as value. You know, I think as you move forward, you're going to see that the models are similar. So, you know, I think it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out.
I understand it's the way business is being done, but I think I had a lead on this. Maybe it was earlier this week or last week, but Michigan.
Memory loss is the first thing to go.
Michigan. Why are you laughing at that, Bill? It wasn't funny. Michigan offering $10.5 million to a high school senior in the form of Bryce Underwood to flip him from LSU just seems like a ridiculous amount of money to give to an 18-year-old. Like, do you have any concern about that at all?
Absolutely. No, that's ridiculous. That's just my opinion. I mean, you know, these guys, look, we're going to really keep our eyes focused on what we believe is the way to do it. And look, in the end, you know, we may fail, we may succeed, but we're going to really move forward, you know, with an earn it philosophy. You can't pay a guy who has not played a snap of football in college football, in my opinion, you can't pay that guy more than everyone else on your team or triple that amount. I mean, I just don't think you can do that, you know, because that's not life. Like, these guys need to understand what life's all about too, and that, you know, every single day you go out there, whatever job you have to earn it. Like, you're not entitled to anything. There's nothing that you're entitled to. You're just entitled to the opportunity. That's about it. And so I think that, you know, we're going to continue to go on that here at BC. And, you know, maybe people think, hey, you're pretty naive there, coach. Well, I don't think so, because, you know, if you pay a guy that amount of money before he's even taken a snap, like, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
It's such a disadvantage, too. Like, all you can offer is basically meatball in a cup for 4 years.
Pretty good. Don't.
No.
Don't come with that.
Now. Yeah. I don't want to contradict what I just said, but we can offer a little bit more than meatball in a cup.
So, Bill, let me ask that question. Because you look at an SMU is, you know, one of the best teams in the ACC. They basically had said every player on scholarship is going to get $40,000 a year. What is it that BC, if you want to compete as being a football school and competing for a spot in the college football playoffs, you have to spend some money, whether that's, you know, high school recruiting, but especially portal recruiting. What do you feel like BC has to do better when it comes to maybe spending some money? Do you want to see more of the alumni and boosters add more to it to be able to get some of those players, especially those portal players?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of a misnomer. You know, that example you used with SMU, which I'm not sure, you know, sounds, you know, obviously they probably do that. We could do the same thing here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a collective right now that'll be in place basically till July 1st. And then on July 1st, we'll be a part of the rev share program. And we have, look, are we going to be at the top of the food chain when it comes to the Ohio States and the Alabamas and, you know, the LSUs and the Texas A&Ms? And no, but that's not really where we want to be. We need to be in the middle of the pack relative to that, and that's where we will be. And then we have so much more to sell. We're not a football factory. We're a place where you can come and make some money as a football player, but also get a world-renowned degree and be a part of a Boston College network of alums, that especially football players, that are going to take care of you the rest of your life. Like, we have the 40th anniversary this weekend of the 84 team, the Doug Flutie era. And, you know, these guys, a lot of these guys are so successful, and they can't wait to be here, and they want to meet our team, and they want to help these guys, you know, who don't go to pro football and graduate with a Boston College degree. They want to help these guys. I mean, so you don't need, at BC, you don't need $22 million, but you need something, and we do have that. So we'll be able to compete. You know, we'll be in that field, and we'll be ready to go when the time is right.
And if you get a blue chip that's, you know, teetering, I'll take him to Pino's. No problem. It'll be a big day.
I was going to say, I have an idea. We got a couple Eagles in the room in the form of Curtis
and
Courtney.
I mean, think about that. No, seriously, though, Curtis. I mean, if you have a guy that is teetering, like, you've got you have the greatest city in the world 15 minutes away from this campus. So you can take them to whatever you want to do restaurant-wise, or take them down to the financial district and meet a bunch of, you know, BC alums that are very successful down there, or the greatest medical community. A kid wants to be a doctor, come to BC. Yeah. We got about 8 hospitals around this campus that'll help you become a doctor. So
we'll take them out in selfie.
Take them on take them on the Freedom Trail. Is it
absolutely?
But could we not, you know, working in conjunction with you and the listeners of this program, see if we can raise a couple million? And then we would select a player. It would be the Greg Hill Show player.
What?
That we what?
That, I mean, that's Bill, how my dad got me into school. So
Bill, could we not do that? What's different than the alumni paying for it? Like, I feel like we could do that as a show.
Shine
like,
will choose.
Could we? I appreciate that. I'm going to check with Colin Schaefer, who is our assistant athletic director in charge of compliance.
Okay.
Before I answer that question. Yeah. But I'm just going to tell you, I love that concept, right. And, you know, let's do it.
Right,
let's do it.
We get $10 per listener.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'll throw in a little Curtis shot, and then we go out and get somebody. We'll grab somebody out of the portal, and that will be our person. And the good thing, like, we can all decide collectively if the kid is not up to snuff, we can cut him.
Holy.
What?
Hold on.
That's the way this works. That is the way it works, Bill.
It's a cold world.
No. Bill, that is the way
no,
this
we
works.
We can't cut him. Hold on. Hold on, Greg. Let us develop him a little bit before we cut him.
All right. Well, Bill, thanks for taking the time, and we will talk to you again next week. Actually, next week is Thanksgiving, so.
Yeah. I'll see him this weekend.
You're
I'll going, be at the game.
All right.
All right.
Bill O'Brien, have an awesome Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you again before the season ends. I think, actually.
Okay.
I think you're going to stay on with us right up and through Super Bowl, I heard, if you want to.
Great.
Is that good?
Awesome, guys. Really appreciate it. Yep.
All right. That is Bill O'Brien. We will be right back with the rest of this morning's leads.